One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
praise Yahweh, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight right here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the shortwave, the transmitting jewel of the South. Got a great message for you. Transgressors, where are they going to be? Where are they going to wind up? We're going to see who's the law to. What's laid up for them at love and serving? Well, what's laid down for them that don't? We're going to get into that. And the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. That's Proverbs 11 and 3. In the book of Psalms 119, 158, I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Proverbs 2:22, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you remember what the Bible said, the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of a man or a woman, what Yahweh's laid up for them at love and serving. We think about those things. Every man's way seems right in his own eyes. You know, we ought to search our life every day to see if there's any leavening that would puff us up, that would cause us to be like the transgressors that shall be destroyed altogether. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, as it's related in Psalms 37, verse 38. In Psalms 51:13, then will I teach transgressors thy ways. You see, people can actually be transgressors and not even aware of it. The Bible says in Hosea 4 and 6, you are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And since you reject knowledge, I will reject you. Now that means, I mean, his ways are past finding out, and you've got to dig, you've got to search, you've got to press toward the mark and the high calling. You've got to seek the old path. You've got to turn from your wicked ways. You've got to separate yourself from the transgressors. You've got to come out of the world. You've got to hate the world. You got to deny yourself. You got to deny your mother. You got to deny your daddy. I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring division. My ways are not your ways. Now, somebody's got to change here. Either the transgressors refuse to change. But David said, if they will, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. See that? Psalms 119:158, I was grieved by the transgressors because they kept not your word. See, it's written. You don't keep some oral tradition. Now, the Pharisees and the Jews, who claim to be Yahweh's people and are not, but are liars. The wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. My sheep know my voice. That's integrity. Yahweh knows them that are His. Ain't going to lose none. They're all going to all come to Him who will receive Him. But those who are disobedient, unthankful, and unholy, separated from the righteousness which is the righteousness of the upright, shall deliver them. Proverbs 11:6. But transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness, their own craftiness. They don't think that Yahweh sees. They don't think that Yahweh understands. They don't think about that His eyes run to and fro throughout the earth. I was grieved because He kept not your word. It grieves me to see people, even after you witness to them, and the Bible says if you witness to them once or twice in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And if you witness to them and they won't receive you, turn them over to a transgression mind or a perverse mind and shake the dust of your feet against them if they won't receive your testimony. And it's better for them to not have heard the way than to hear it and not obey it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they blaspheme. They speak evil about the prophets, the true preachers, the two true witnesses, the ones that suffer, the ones that give up the riches, the ones that give up the pleasures of sin, that don't run to the riding and reveling in the daytime. So bold and in their own naughtiness and their craftiness, they become transgressors. Proverbs 13:2, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. You're a victim of what you say. You're a victim of what you think. Because what you say and think becomes your actions. A man's treasures is known by the multitude of his words. Proverbs 13:15, good understanding gives favor to those who have it. But the way of the transgressor is hard. Now, wait a minute here. I mean, you see all these people out here having fun and won't receive your testimony. They're just enjoying themselves. Yeah, sin has a way of making you think it's fun. I mean, you want to go out and get drunk and stay drunk for 3 or 4 days, or I've known of people actually staying drunk 3 weeks at a time, and I mean, that would kill a horse. They act like there's something wrong when you drink. You're a transgressor. You're grieved. You're naughty. You're not to be destroyed, but the integrity of the upright will guide you out of those things. Why would you want to drink? The Bible said, "Your strong drink, him ready to perish." I mean, it's okay if you're sick and you're ready to pass on over. You know, now they've got dope, morphine and heroin and whatever. But a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. That means if he talks right and he walks right with the upright, Yahweh will be merciful unto him. He will be with him in the sixth hour and won't forsake him in the seventh. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. The wicked shall be ransom for the righteous. Listen to that. The wicked shall be ransom for the righteous. Now wait a minute. Well, Pastor Buddy, here's the way it is now. God's going to rapture the righteous out, and then he's going to rain tribulation and everything down on the wicked. Ain't what it says. They got it backwards. The Bible says that Yahweh will take the wicked out and leave the righteous. The eyes of Yahweh preserves knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of a transgressor. People want to get out of this mess. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to reach down and help somebody. They don't want to pull somebody out of the fire. They don't want to ride that old drunk around, try to sober him up and keep him from driving and killing himself. Because tomorrow he could repent. Tomorrow he could become a child of the King. He may be drinking to forget his misery. He may be like Jonah. He may be running from the calling. Many are called and few are chosen. And if you're called, you're honored. But you're blessed to be chosen. Proverbs 26 and 10. Great is Yahweh that formed all things, both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth the transgressors. How does he reward the fool? A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's a fool. If you believe in one Yahweh, you believe well, because the devil, who is a major transgressor, but he's got that down pat. He believes one and he trembles. If you got any more than that, you got a problem. Proverbs 23 and 28. The woman lieth in wait, the whore lieth in wait as for a prey, and increases the transgressions among man. There is a church on the earth called the Whore Church of Revelation 17. And the Bible said, whosoever commits fornication with her, I'll cast them into the bed with her who committeth adultery and fornication. You know what fornication means? Esau was a fornicator. He was a transgressor. He was hated before he was ever born. He was born to be a transgressor. He was born to hate Yahweh. He was born to defile Yahweh. So was Cain. You know why? Because Cain was of the wicked one. Cain was of the wicked one? I thought Adam and Eve had him. If you go to the fourth chapter, you'll see that Eve was deceived. She was walking with the angelic host. She was overcome. She was a weaker vessel, especially without Adam. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in a transgression. Adam made a choice. He could either went back to heaven or stayed. Well, he decided to stay because Yahweh gave him a covenant promise that he'd come and redeem him. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it to mind, O you transgressors. With the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, they were cast out as transgressors. But if a transgressor will receive the knowledge, he can overthrow the bondage or break the yoke of the deceitfulness of Satan, who would deceive the very elect, and he can turn to Yahweh for the reward that is laid up for the prudent, the wise. For there's nothing that is done without the body except fornication that Yahweh won't forgive you for. Fornication means that you have mixed your blood with a seed of the whore. And you've brought forth the children of death because they can have no redemption salvation. Isaiah 48:8. Yea, thou hearest not. Yea, thou knowest not. From that time that thine ear was not opened. For I know that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. Now, what do you mean by that? They had eyes to see and couldn't see. They had ears to hear, and they couldn't hear. They were hated transgressors right out of the womb. No hope of redemption. No hope of salvation. And so what did they do? They resorted to the evil, and the devil rewarded them and gave them the world. Moses forsook the world or the pleasures of sin for that little season. He could have stayed with Pharaoh and been a king. But he chose to go with a little ragtag people that he was akin to. They were his brothers. How do you know that you pass from death to life? Because you love your brother. Judas didn't love the Creator. You know why? Because he was an Edomite Jew. He was a transgressor. Had Canaanite blood in him. And in the Bible, it says that Judas' father was Simeon, a Canaanite. From the womb. You have dealt treacherously. What was the price that he got for betraying? 30 pieces of silver. A small sum. And being condemned in himself, he went and took the 30 pieces of silver and took it into the temple and deposited it into the potter's grave to assist those who didn't have enough to bury themselves. They had a potter's grave allowance for those that could not afford to bury themselves. And so he cast it in there and went out and hung himself. Sin is a transgression of the law. He transgressed. Because when he ate the bread on the night of the Passover, or the morning, actually, the Passover, before it started, he ate the bread and lifted up his heel against the Creator to gain 30 pieces of silver to turn state's evidence. But notice what this man that died for, not for the sins of the world. You say, well, the Bible says in John 3:16, it's my favorite scripture. It is the most quoted scripture among the heathen. They would like to believe it so, but it's not. If you think that Yahweh loves the world, you've got another thing coming. He said, love not the world, neither the things of the world, for he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And then we have these goody-two-shoes who do not know the covenant, who don't know that these people are transgressors from the womb, never to bring themselves back into the kingdom because they're not allowed to come because they're transgressors. They will not turn from their wickedness. You know why? Because they are wicked. Cain was wicked from the day he was born out of the womb. Esau was wicked from the day that he was born out of the womb. Satan was perfect until iniquity was found in him. The Bible said, be sure your sins find you out. Therefore, speaking of the Messiah, prophetic, Isaiah 53:12, great scripture. And it deserves to be quoted tonight on the day of the fullness of the Passover of the Jews. Remember this, you who killed him. and set up a false time and a false appropriation. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of his people, Jacob, and made intercession for their transgressions. Daniel 8:23, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, in the latter time, the transgressors are coming to the full, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy, those who claim to be Jews, those who rule the world, the elite, the Illuminati, who sit in the high seats of authority on the circle of the earth, they claim to be God because they worship the God of this world, Satan. For I say unto you that this is written, it must be accomplished in me, and as it was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And when it end, he said, it is finished. Father, forgive them not, for they know what they do. If you think it, the Messiah didn't know what those evil concision, those people that called themselves Jews, he knew them in John 8:44. He said, your father's a devil. It cut them to their heart when he told them that they were from the seed line of Cain mixed with the seed of Abraham. Who's wise? Who's going to understand these things? Hosea 14:9. Prudent. And he shall know them, for the ways of Yahweh are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. They will dig a pit for the righteous, and they will fall in as transgressors. They dug one for Daniel, and they themselves became victims of their own judgment. Said, kill him. He prays to Yahweh 3 times a day. And when he was cast into the lion's den and put through the test of the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there was a fourth man walking. He's still walking with the righteous. For I say unto you that is written that I must be accomplished in me that which is reckoned among the transgressors, for these things concerning me have an end. Now it's concerning you. Are you willing to suffer? Are you willing to work for him? Are you willing to spend your time for in service of Yahweh? Are you willing to study and to pray and to fast and to seek his face? Do you have the righteous hunger that the Messiah talked about? He said, if you will hunger and thirst after me, seek me with all your heart, seek me with all your soul, seek me with all of your might, you'll find me. James 2:9, but if you have respect of persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as a transgressor. Oh, we want to rub shoulders with the big shots. Wouldn't it be a big honor to know Mr. Obama and be invited to the White House? Well, unless you are an Edomite, unless you've got something to offer, you're not going to be invited up there. For James 2:11, for he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now he that committeth no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou have become a transgressor of the law. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of transgressors today that will not believe the prophecy in David, when he prayed in Psalms 41 in verse 9, he prayed a prayer asking for mercy in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, 41:9 says, even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Don't be surprised when you start out on your journey, that it'll be your friends that'll betray you. Could be the one that sleeps with you. Could betray you, either male or female. Your husband may turn against you. Your wife may turn against you. Because if you seek the truth, and the truth is not in them, Yahweh come to divide you and separate you from them. And the Bible said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Have you ever been hated for Jesus? You can go to the Catholic Church and join the Catholic Church in the name of Jesus. You can go to the Baptist Church and join the Baptist Church in the name of Jesus. You can go to the Mormon Church and join the church in the name of Jesus. You can go to the Jehovah's Witnesses and join the church in the name of Jesus. You can go to the Methodists, the Quakers and the Shakers and all the Undertakers. You can go anywhere in the world, and Jesus is the accepted name. But in Zechariah chapter 11, verse 4 through 17, I've quoted it for you, the prophet Zechariah said that they would be a pavement of 30 pieces of silver for a good shepherd whose services is brought to an end. It foreshadowed the event when the Messiah said in Matthew 26:15 that Judas would betray him and lift up his heel against him. It was recorded in Psalms 41:9. When he was paid 30 pieces of coins, 30 coins of silver for his betrayal. And he told the Romans when and where they could arrest the Messiah. He was out in the garden praying. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get in the garden, especially in this last day. These things coming down that you don't even want to think about it. Zechariah verse 12 of chapter 11. I told them, it's the Holy Ghost speaking, the Ruach, speaking through the prophet, if you think it best, give me my pay, but if not, keep it. And so they paid me 30 pieces of silver. The prophetic prophet of Zechariah explaining exactly how Judas would receive his pay on a conspiracy level, but then brought it back and told him to keep it. And the price was 30 pieces of silver. Did you know he began his ministry at 30 years of age, and he preached for 3 years? The three is significant. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, or the Ruach, these are one. Verse 13, and Yahweh said to me, throw it to the potter. This handsome price at which they price me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them in the house of Yahweh to the potter. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6, it tells about the great prophet Isaiah, who himself walked naked for 2 years throughout the land, preaching the gospel. Everybody called him deranged and a lunatic. But he had the word. Servant. He endured the abuse at the hands of sinful people. And he prophesied that there would be a man appear in the last days, according to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, unto us a son, a member of the family of Jacob, a bone of his bone, and blood of his blood. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Now, we're talking about the United States government or the Illuminati government. We're talking about the government of the kingdom of heaven that you've got to press to get into. You've got to strive to have it and get in with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You've got to hate evil. You've got to hate the transgression. You've got to separate yourself from everybody that walketh disorderly and not after the commandment of Yahweh. Fulfilled by the Messiah who lived 700 years after Isaiah, who was actually cut in pieces and distributed throughout the land as a mockery that this was Yahweh's prophet, and they ha-ha-ha'd. Look what happened to Isaiah. just when they treated the Messiah the same way. In Matthew 26, verse 67, it says, "Then they spit in his face." And you talk about trying the carnal nature to its max. Ain't no man going to spit in my face and walk away without me blasting him at least one time. I couldn't take it. I wasn't worthy. I had leavening. And so Yahweh came in a flesh body. In the beginning was His Word. His Word was with Him. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And He was in the world. And the world was made by Him. They beat Him. They taunted Him. They opened His back with a cat of nine tails and stripped the flesh till you could see the bones. My bones stare back at me. Spit in His face and struck Him with her fist, slapped Him and said, "Prophesy to us, you anointed one. Who was it among us that hit you?" Isaiah 15:6 said, "I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those that pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from the mocking and the spitting and the snarls and the humility." Isaiah again, 53 says that He would be afflicted and accused, that He would remain silent like a lamb being led to the slaughter. Oh man, what He endured for you. While you were yet a transgressor, while you were still in your sins, while you were still under the Levitical covenant, and the blood of a goat or a bull could not wash away your transgressions. It was only a temporary fix, just like a drug addict getting a high. And then He comes down. He went high for you. But He come down in humility. He was beaten. He was falsely accused. He did not open His mouth like the dumb sheep led to the slaughter. He was oppressed, afflicted. He did not open His mouth. Man, what a man. Whew. He's led like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before He shears His silence, so He did not open His mouth. In Isaiah 53, verses 4, Isaiah prophesied and described, listen, this is the man that walked through their land and told them, there's going to come a deliverer out of Zion. He's going to be hated. He's going to be despised because he's going to speak the name of the Creator, Isaiah. His name is going to be embedded in him, and they're going to change his name from a Hebrew brother, a descendant of Jacob, of the king line of David. And they're going to change his name to a Greek god, Jesus. And they're going to practice and prosper by casting the truth to the ground. Surely He took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, and we considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His wounds, or by His stripes, we are healed. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just awesome how that Satan treated our Messiah. And today, don't think that you're going to escape persecution if you live godly in the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body. You're going to suffer persecution, and you're going to mourn. You're going to lament. He who was pierced, as one mourns for the loss of a firstborn son, the inheritor of a family legacy of Jacob, who was the offspring of Isaac, who was the offspring of Yahweh. And you people that believe that Yahweh is a multicultural God that loves everything that breathes on the earth, you need to get an education in just exactly what he said in Zechariah 12. I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Israel a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for me as one mourns for in any child. They shall grieve bitterly for me as one that grieves for his firstborn. Ladies and gentlemen, the grief and the grieving is still going on today. I grieve every day in my soul. How long, Yahweh? Will you not come and avenge the blood, the righteous blood of Abel, and all of the martyrs that have been killed from Abel to the last day? And I hear him say, have patience, my son. Have patience. Isaiah 53 and 9, he wrote about a sinless servant, Isaiah. 700 years after it was written, the Messiah was put to death along with the transgressors, buried in a tomb owned by a wealthy man, barred a place to lay his head. But he resurrected on the high Sabbath, at the end of the high Sabbath, on the 15th day. And ladies and gentlemen, today would be the 15th day of the Passover if the Jews were right. They're not. They're off. They're off by exactly 30 days. The first Passover is exactly off of the 30 days of the second Passover. He was assigned, according to Isaiah 53, a grave with the wicked, together with my dead body. Together with my dead body, I will call, and they that are in the graves, the 144,000, would sing a new song. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit found in his mouth. Father, forgive them not. The original Greek does not say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It said, Father, forgive them not, for they know what they do. The people that killed him knew exactly he was the firstborn inheritor. And they said, come and let us kill him, and we'll have his possession. And you think, ladies and gentlemen, for 1 minute, that Yahweh's going to let those who are wicked as the transgressors, you think that he's going to let them escape? Well, let me see what the old prophet David said in the Psalms, in the 37th Psalm. Verse 38, the transgressor shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. Then will I teach transgressors my ways, and sinners shall be converted into me. In Psalms 51 and 13, and 59 and 5, thou therefore, Yahweh, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit the heathen, but be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. They shall be gathered together and slayed before him because they refuse to serve him, and they become transgressors. They become judged with the wicked. They begin to eat and drink and be merry. Psalms 119, 158, I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they wouldn't keep your word. That's a people that knew him. That's a people that had an opportunity to come to him. But when the supper was set and they searched for the guests to be seated, they couldn't find the transgressors. They were out eating, drinking, and being merry and judged with the wicked. He said, go into the streets. Go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come and to sup with me. The wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out. Destruction of the transgressors and the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Yahweh shall be consumed. Bring them here that would not, that I rule over them. The wicked he wasn't going to rule over. He knew he wasn't going to rule over the wicked. But those who joined the wicked, those who joined the seem right way, those that joined a false name, bring them here. Bring them here. And slay them. You say, oh, sweet Jesus, he would never do that to anybody. He just loves everybody. Glory to God, Shundai. Love not the world, neither the things of the world, for he that loveth the world, the love of Yahweh is not in him. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. He's not that little sweet Jesus. When he comes back, he's coming in flame and fire. That's the God of Israel. And with him, all of the holy angels, bearing their swords, bearing their Star Wars weapons. And he's going to destroy the wicked, and they're going to be taken off of this earth, and then the righteous. And the transgressors will have an old-fashioned altar. Upon the center of that altar shall be a throne placed. A river will proceed from the midst of the throne, and it will divide the righteous from the transgressors. On the right hand will be the righteous. Come, blessed of my Father. Come, blessed of my Spirit, my Ruach. Come and inherit the things that were chosen for you from the foundation of the world. You've been faithful of a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. You've been faithful and have not denied my name. Although it was very tempting for you to go over to the big church and worship Jesus or Jesus, a name that was given through the whore of Revelation 17, and all of the harlots adopted that name. And he said, I'll cast them in a bed together, and they will commit fornication with one another. The wicked shall be cut off from the earth, Proverbs 2:22, and the transgressor shall be rooted out. When he comes, he's going to gather the wicked, the tares, and he's going to bind them, and they're going to be cast into the lake that burneth with fire. And then he's going to have a judgment of the righteous and the wicked. The transgressors who would not let him rule. And he's going to say to them, get on my left hand. I was sick and you wouldn't visit me. I was poor and you wouldn't feed me. I was in the streets preaching, and you wouldn't dance. You were uptown in the big churches and the stained glass windows and the steeples representing the pagan goddess of Ishtar and Talmuz. You committed fornication. You took my righteous blood and mingled it with the wicked and the transgressors. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And they will be taken and cast into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, along with Satan and the beast and the false prophet. And then you'll walk over to the edge of eternity and you'll look down into the fire pit and you'll see Satan begging for you to just give him a drink of water. And you're going to say, is this the man that rooted up the world and brought transgressions? Is this the one that brought death and pain and sorrow and torment? And you're going to behold the little runt that made you afraid of him. The Bible said, resist him and he'll flee from you. Fight the good fight of faith. Pick up the sword. And, well, we're not supposed to live by the sword, because he that lives by it shall die by it. There's coming a time if you don't pick it up to live, you will die. And it's getting very near. If we don't take our country back, who do you think's going to take it? The wicked's going to take it. They'll rape your women. They'll run your affairs. They'll tell you when to come and when to go. The destruction of the wicked and the transgressors and the sinner shall be together. Even so, come, Yahweh. Give us hope of eternal life. Deliver us from this evil. Lead us not into temptation. And all of you that had respect that went up to Uptown Church so you could be a member of a big church. You wanted to brag and boast when you sat up there and listened to the way that seemed right. And then, as my prophet Isaiah, as my prophet Jeremiah, as my prophet Athenas of the priest, who resorted to taking up the sword, the javelin, and he ran through the Israelite who had married a Canaanite and had her pregnant with his seed in her Canaanite belly, and he rammed it through all three of them and hung them up for the trophy. And Yahweh say, reward this man. When you preach the gospel, Pastor Buddy, you remember what old Phinehas did before the house of Jacob. Do not forget it, for Satan will come in, not sparing the flock. When two wolves and a sheep are trying to set the menu for dinner, you know who's going to be on the table. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the table. In the latter time of the kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, how much more transgression than Sodom and Gomorrah, which was destroyed and wiped off the map. How much more wicked are we today than they were, and yet grace is extended, because the Bible says he will extend time to gain the one sheep to join the 99. How many more is he going to have to get before he calls an end to this wicked transgression, ways of the devil and his people, and those who are transgressors, who should know the truth, who should obey it, but won't walk in. And the Bible said they will not walk in, and therefore Yahweh said, shut the door. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's come about tonight as I speak. The scripture is fulfilled. In the latter time of the kingdom, and the transgressors are come to the full. A furious king with a countenance of evil. He will be like a Solomon who loved many strange and wicked women and prostituted himself to all religions. This king will stand up in the latter days and he will deceive the very elect. We will have a system set up to attack all those who resist and all those who hesitate to join. They shall be delivered up and into prisons, into synagogues. They shall be examined into synagogues. Who do you think is going to be ruling? He just said you shall be taken up into the synagogues. Those who claim to be Jews and are not. These are the transgressors. These are they that say they love Yahweh with their mouth, but their heart's far from Him. They use reasons for not using His name. All of it is a lie. They don't love that name. They hate it. They despise it. They spit when they see you. You are His people. You are the sheep of His pasture. And today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. If you want to turn to Yahweh, won't you call me tonight? If you want to know the rest of the truth, if you want to know the true Passover time, why don't you study? I've had over 50 years in the Bible. I've turned every page back and forth, read the Bible through backwards one time, just to see if I've missed anything. I still don't know it all. I'm striving to enter in, praying together with those who love Him, who are sacrificing their time and their efforts and their treasures, laying them not up where the thief and the moth shall corrupt them and rust and steal them, but putting it to the money changers and going out as a witness, because He said, you are my witness, saith Yahweh, that I am He. I am the Savior. I am the Redeemer. Do not look for another. John said, are you Him that was to come, or should we look for another? John lost faith. And he said, you go tell John what's going on here. The dead are being raised. The blind are receiving their sight. And they that sit in a prison are seeing the light. I hope tonight you see it and call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. If you would like to write me, and I would look for your letter. I really would. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now again, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, I was on last night at 11 o'clock, sponsored by Mark and Audrey. Tonight, I'm on tonight on Wednesday night live, sponsored by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. I'll look for you. I'll look for your letter. I'll wait your letter. If you're a man or a woman that's decided to go all the way, why don't you call me? Why don't you write me? Why don't you tuck a little tithe into your envelope and help us fight the battle of Jericho? We're going to bring the walls of Babylon down. Yeah, it's coming. We love you. You keep the faith and don't give up. Walk right. Talk right. Don't assemble with the transgressors, those who have a way that seems right. Fight the battle with the few. You say, with him, one is a majority. I can change the whole world myself. With his anointing and Ruach deep in me, he can give me the spirit of Elijah. He can give me the spirit of Isaiah. He can give me the spirit of Jeremiah. Men that suffered, the world was not worthy. They wandered in sheepskin, destitute, slipping caves and hid from the enemy. That day's coming. I've been on the battlefield for over 50 years, and I know that Yahweh's getting us ready for the great day. We're going to fight the great battle of Jericho. Yahweh bless you. I love you tonight, and I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, around the world on WWRB. Yahweh bless you.